BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Matt Edmondson plays innuendo bingo. Some outstanding Doc Cotton info on Real or No Real today. And Chris thinks life as a vlogger might just be for him. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Found something else that quite annoys me today.
What's that?
Okay, here it is. Right, it's time for our sneaky show on Radio 1. You know, right, it's people that go, want to meet up for a cheeky drink? Or a sneaky drink? Or a sneaky lunch? What's sneaky about it?
Cheeky drink is always an appealing option, though, right?
What's cheeky about it?
There's nothing cheeky about it, but it just makes it... Oh, I don't know, actually. I've never really thought it through.
Sneaky drink after work? Cheeky drink after work? Why?
I've often...
Just say drink after work.
I know, but if you say cheeky drink, it makes it sound more exciting, doesn't it?
But it's a drink after work. I just had a cheeky drink after work, question mark, and I'm like, well, what's cheeky or sneaky about it?
I think what's cheeky about it is if you're having a cheeky lunchtime drink or a cheeky after work drink, it feels like you shouldn't really be doing it.
Not really.
You know, you
cheeky.
Should be somewhere else. But it's a little bit cheeky. I like a cheeky drink.
We've got a cheeky bit of innuendo bingo coming up at 1:45. Does that still apply to that?
Can we have a cheeky bit of lunch at some point today?
I hate
well?
It. Matt Edmondson is on today. It's been a while since I've seen Matt.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, you all right?
Matt Edmondson's here.
Hello, boys.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, I just see Merz on his Twitter with that ever-growing beard, really.
Yeah. Has he retired?
I don't think so.
I heard, and this might I might have misremembered this, isn't he doing like an ITV prank show like Ashton Kutcher?
No way.
I think I heard that. Maybe that's not meant not out there yet.
But what about... Oh.
I'm sure I heard...
Well done, everyone.
Oh, wow. I'm sure someone somewhere told me that. It's like, oh, I've not heard from Ollie Mercer. Well, yeah, he's pranking celebrities or whatever.
Oh, was that what he's doing?
I don't know. I might be wrong. I might be totally wrong.
And that could have broken their massive exclusive there, but never mind.
Yeah, but that would also excuse the beard, because obviously he's like in disguise, isn't he?
I don't think even that I don't think even that like warrants that beard.
I can't see anything on the internet at first glance.
Oh no!
Sorry, Ollie. It's just writing his press release right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's that done.
But you know, some new musics would be nice at some point.
Mm.
But we can still remember "Dance with Me Tonight," and before that, One Republic, "Love Runs Out." So Matt Edmondson's here. All good with you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. It's quite balmy out today, so I'm looking forward to this.
Mm. And I notice you've got actual swim shorts on, not just a short, but an actual one that you could go in the water with.
I'm wearing no pants under here, Chris.
Oh, I
no
say.
No pants whatsoever. Because it's got the little netting, hasn't it? It's got the netting.
I love the netting. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like the netting when it's got a pocket built in, but out of net.
Yes.
So like if you've got a key or something for your locker, you can pop that in the pocket.
You can.
I haven't checked today, but I will do in a second when no one's looking. So, yeah, I've got these on, but I'm really up for a soaking today.
Good.
And will you be putting them in a plastic bag afterwards?
I will, yeah. We need one of those little tins that vibrates. I'm getting on a train this afternoon, so if you see me on a train looking wet, you'll know why.
Right. Okay. Boys, if we could assume positions for innuendo bingo, because Matt Emerson is playing today. When was the last time you were on this?
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is weird. Matt in Oxford has to cut the net out of his swim shorts. Because, they don't fit him so well. It doesn't fit in the net, so to speak.
Wow.
I know.
I've not got the same problem.
Big up yourself, Matt.
A lot of room down there
What's
for me.
What's the point of the net? I don't understand.
So it doesn't, bits don't flop out. You know, like sometimes when you're in a jacuzzi and it fills up with air.
I love your life.
Yeah, like every other day.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, if you're squeezing the air out, the short leg could ride up the trouser and an appendage could flop out. You don't want that. So the net's there to kind of keep it in, isn't it?
That's right. Radio 1. Get to a computer, switch it on your phone or on a laptop or tablet. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see me. Hello. Also, Chris and Matt Edmondson, who
Hello.
Are playing bingo today. Hello there.
You all right?
Yeah. Okay, so you notice the studios, they have a lot more kind of protectivity on them now. There's a lot more kind of Dexter-like sheeting going on. That's because it was going all over the walls and making them smell a bit. Yeah, that's why. Do they smell nice, those sheets?
They're
fine. I think there might be new ones.
They're pretty good, these.
Good sheets.
So, good sheets. Get online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Matt Edmondson is playing innuendo bingo today. Let's make it wet, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
Mm.
Don't hold back.
Chris has already apologised because he doesn't know whether the shorts he's wearing are see-through.
I just worry because, well, basically they've gone through the wash a couple of times, isn't it? I'm aware that they've shrunk.
So are they riding up a little?
Yeah, so I just warn Matt, you know.
Yeah.
Just in case.
He said, don't worry if you see anything. It's all normal down there.
No, why just my...
Did you say that?
He said that. It's like a weird thing to clarify.
Don't worry about it. It's all normal down there. Apologise to the viewers in advance, please.
Right, I'm sorry.
There's a lot of people watching this.
Sorry.
Okay, so here we are. It's Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Let's get lots of water in our mouths, please, as we go for clip number one. And we're going to BBC Two's Natural World. Now, this man, Jeff, is suddenly thinking twice about letting the world know what he likes to do for a hobby.
Wildlife cameraman Jeff Hogan has been filming beavers for 30 years.
You know, Jeff. He's famous for it.
Has been filming beavers for 30 years.
Oh, wow. Fraser in Sunderland found that one for us. More from that show called Beavers Behaving Badly.
You're joking.
I'm not. In just a moment. That's coming up. Beavers Behaving Badly. Seriously. Okay, still on BBC. It's okay, Matt. I'm quite jealous I didn't come
That's
up with
the actual name of a TV show.
Format myself.
Has been filming beavers for 30 years.
BBC Two, we're still there. And now, now we're going to food and drink. And this expert showing us something you don't often get to see at 8 p.m. on British television.
We're moving along to South Australia. So this is Tim Adams' semillon.
Tim.
Tasting wine there, of course.
So this is Tim Adams' semillon.
Thank you so much of you who emailed me about that one, like so many of you. Keep them coming to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you spot on any other bingo, give us the time, what channel, perfect. It's time now for yet another visit to BBC Local Radio on Innuendo Bingo, but it's not Caroline Martin. Mm. This time, we're going to BBC Solent. And Sam Fraser is in the middle of a very long monologue about what she got up to at the weekend. But stick with her. I'm worried she may have forgotten that she's on the radio. Here we go.
So, that was quite a new experience. The wind in my hair wrapped my legs around Jonathan. He took me up the bypass and we had an amazing, very brief adventure. I have to say, I'm not sure I'll be doing it again.
Surely.
She doesn't think she'll be doing it again, though. But, you know.
Oh. Man, this is a wet one.
It's bracing today, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Ah. Right in the face there for both of you.
Wrap my legs around Jonathan. He took me up the bypass.
Sorry.
I'm not sure I'll be doing it again.
Thank you to Dave in Southampton for that one. She'd been on a lovely motorbike ride there. Not sure she'll do it again. Now we're going back over to the natural world and our beaver expert, Jeff. You know Jeff, he's
been filming beavers for 30 years.
Yeah, now, according to Jeff, with his hobby, it's all about where you put your head. Ready? Little dribble coming from your mouth there, Chris. You okay?
Mm-hmm. My favourite angle, you know, is to shoot nice and low so that you're eye to eye to the beaver. It's a wonderful perspective.
That's how he does it.
Eye to eye to the beaver. It's a wonderful perspective.
Great perspective.
Oh, it sounds very passionate, doesn't it, about
he
his
does.
Job?
Jeff loves it. Okay. David in Hendon's watching today. Hello, David. Also, Liam in York, who's taking part by trying to eat an ice cream. It's a messy task. Meanwhile, over on Hollyoaks, water please. Kirk has got an offer that's going to be hard to refuse.
I've got some bits for the Otterball later as well.
Hello.
Right, who's for a cream finger?
Oh, this is a wet one.
Oh, my God.
Matt looks like he's already been swimming.
Oh, my God.
Right, who's for a cream finger?
Thanks, Kirk. You want to get that phone as well. Okay, a classic now from The One Show. Ready? God, there's loads of wildlife experts on today. Here is John Craven, suddenly making a startling admission that no one was expecting.
Now then, John.
Right.
What's your guilty secret?
Guilty secret? Oh, I don't know. I'm a secret pie eater.
Wow, the water is a-flowing today, isn't it?
It's okay, Matt?
Wet one.
I've never been wetter. I've had showers that have been drier than this.
Oh, John Craven goodness. There. Okay, water, please. It looks freezing, that water, today. So it's just the way you're reacting to it. Now, everybody, do you remember Jeff?
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry.
Here we go. Matt's lost it.
I do remember Jeff. That's the problem.
I know. That is our problem, all of us. That'll be the issue.
What's he doing now?
Water. You remember Jeff? Now, he's
been filming beavers for 30 years.
And Jeff also, he likes to...
Eye to eye to the beaver.
Yeah. Well, Jeff has got a friend called Drew. Now... Come on, let's get through this. Jeff's got a friend called Drew. Now, Drew's got some very special gloves. Okay, let's try this.
Drew likes to make sure his equipment is in proper working order.
These are kind of my designated beaver gloves.
What?
Please don't tell me he calls them beaver gloves. Oh, God. Is that what was coming?
We both anticipated that one.
Time for the Christmas list.
Come on. Let's try it again. Let's get through it.
Come on.
This is the challenge of Inuit Bingo, you see. Here we go.
Drew likes to make sure his equipment is in proper working order.
These are kind of my designated beaver gloves, if you will.
I want to get some beaver gloves. Thank you to Fraser for all of those clips. Wow.
It is important to have protection
I
on
think
your hands.
So.
Absolutely.
Okay, water, please. Looks pretty uncomfortable there, guys. Here's our favourite clip from last week now. And on Come Dine With Me, contestant Emma is really going at it in the kitchen.
Next, she crushes pistachios, chops mangoes, and combines with yogurt before adding icing sugar.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
I think we all have that face, don't we?
Oh, gee.
This is the best one yet, says Stuart. Jim in Blakedown says this. I'm watching this. It's brilliantly wet today. It is. Okay. Come dine with me there. They never disappoint on
there's
bingo.
No more, come to check there's no more Jeff, is there?
You remember Jeff? No. No, there isn't.
I've got a special face I like to do when I'm bashing my biscuit.
And finally, brace everyone. Vanessa Feltz alert. I've got to warn you. Here she is.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your...
Reload. See if you can get further this time.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
To visitors. Wow, that was a wet one.
Well played, Matt.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
That was absolutely brilliant. That was today's Innuendo Bingo, where we got...
Eye to eye to the beaver.
Yes, we did. Thank you very much, Matt Edmondson.
Thank you, Scott.
And good luck with that train journey now.
Oh, cheers.
Love it. The Scott Mills Daily. What about you? But when we said about what we're doing in Edinburgh next Monday, my Twitter went crazy. So many fans of Matt Lewis, who's been on the show before, he played Innuendo Bingo and he was brilliant. And to this day, it's still the Innuendo Bingo which has had the most amount of views. Something like 1.5 million people have watched that Innuendo Bingo now, which is just insane. Matthew Lewis, of course, from Bluestone 4-2, and you'll know him from Harry Potter. Yeah, only from Harry Potter. He's like Neville Longbottom. No big deal.
He's one of those that suddenly... He's in loads of magazines because he suddenly got hot. It's a bit of a Calvin Harris job.
Yeah, I mean, and this is hopefully what Chris is going to experience at some point.
Yeah.
Although I'm not holding out too much hope now. I think the time may have passed.
You're joking me, right?
I think you might be too late.
Too late to blossom?
Possibly, yes.
So would you argue that I've already blossomed?
I think maybe you have. But that's not a bad thing, because I think you're a good-looking chap.
This is my blossom.
Yeah, you have blossomed. If you look at pictures of you, like, from when I met you, even, you've blossomed.
Right.
But I think that's
it. A weird thing to hear your friends say.
No, but I think that's it now. Right. I think, like, there's not going to be any more growth.
So you think I've peaked?
Possibly, yes.
Would you say I'm at my peak or now going down?
At your peak.
Right.
Which, that's not a bad thing.
I'll take that.
I'm not being offensive.
No. I think it's very nice what you're saying, I think.
Thank you. Matt Lewis is going to join us on the show on Monday. This show in the afternoon will come from Edinburgh, and then we are part of Phil and Alice's late night comedy show. We've got 10 minutes. We've got an idea of what we want to do with Matthew Lewis, and we're going to take full advantage of the fact that we're on late at night. That's all we can say. I think I can also say... that when we showed our boss the first draft of what we wanted to do with Matthew Lewis, there was a look of absolute horror.
Mm. There you go. It was a starting point.
That was the first draft. We just wanted to run it by him and see if we can get away with that. And the answer was a definite no. But it's going to be fun. You'll be able to watch it as well on the red button and listen to it on Radio 1 next Monday night. Can't wait to go to the Edinburgh Festival again. And we've got some really good plans with Matt Lewis, so make sure you listen and watch. Hello to Susan off Bristol. Says, I was just looking at the blossoming of Matt Lewis. You weren't kidding. He is now a mega hunk, lol. Mm. So he's going to be with us, Team Neville, next Monday in Edinburgh. It's going to be good.
I'm very excited for it. I just hope what we want to do with him is going to be allowed to happen. Otherwise, what are we going to do for 10 minutes with him?
I don't know.
That's an issue.
I don't know. So we are actually... are we having a meeting today, guys, or after the show yet?
Can we? Can we crack on?
We're going to have a meeting after the show, and then I think we're going to get the official approval or not of what we can do with Matthew Lewis. But it's something that I don't think has happened with him before, and it's going to be great. You will want to watch this. Next Monday evening, we'll have all the atmosphere from Edinburgh before, between 1 and 4 on Monday afternoon. This is the 11th. There will be a live audience, and it's all going to happen live on Radio 1 in the evening, with the emphasis being on a late night broadcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really nice to see you in the Sun Women pages today, Chris.
Yes.
Is this your newspaper debut? I mean, as a writer?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, they heard us talking about the new 50 Shades of Grey trailer
and how you weren't keen,
and they basically got in touch and said, would you be willing to write about your views, and basically exactly what you said, but just do it in an article form. I was like, yeah, why not? So I did it, and I noticed today it's in the women's pages,
which they didn't tell you at the time
of the Sun. No, I didn't know that's where it was going, to be honest. I didn't know where it was going to go. I just I sort of agreed to it, but it's interesting that they put it there.
I know. I mean, you could be like some kind of, I don't know, like maybe you could comment on women more often now. You could be like a commentator for girls' issues.
When you see some of the, well, that's exactly it. When you see some of the other articles around it, it's just interesting that I'm there. You know, they only, as well, I've just got to bring this up. There's a picture of me which keeps cropping up, and it's just me at a festival holding a drink.
Well, and this gets used
and
a lot.
This seems to be the one that's out there, which is fine, but it's just a bit weird because they put that picture of me next to a picture of, is it Jamie Dornan? And he's pretty much naked, or he's just in his pants.
And there's you at a festival with a drink.
And there's me just holding up a drink at a festival.
Once again, they're comparing the both of you, aren't they?
Anyway, so I did that.
If you haven't seen the article, basically it says that Chris is thinking he's an average guy, and this film is going to make that even more apparent.
Mm.
Obviously, the books were massive. Lots of his girl mates were reading them, and they all started to talk about wanting a guy like Christian Grey. You haven't read the books, but what you've heard from them is that you certainly are nothing like him.
No.
And what's going to annoy you is... that is what girls are now going to want. They're going to want someone like Christian.
Anyway, but fantastic that I'm discussing these issues on the women's pages there.
I know.
So suddenly I thought, blimey, is that where they see me going? You know, maybe I am someone that can appeal to girls and women about beauty things and fashion things and all that kind of stuff.
So you really think this could be a new thing for you?
Maybe. So anyway, at the same time, I've kind of been seeing round and about these videos online, and they're, I suppose you call them like beauty vloggers. And it's people who do YouTube videos where they discuss beauty and fashion. I'm sure you've seen some of them.
I have. I don't really think this is for you.
Do you not?
I don't know. But like, yeah, you see, it's people doing beauty tips. So it's normally one person in front of a camera in their bedroom or in their house, and they're saying what kind of products they like to use, what they kind of, I mean, they do like hairstyle tips as well, what they use like on their body or their face. I've got one here actually from Zuella. This is one of hers.
I've seen her.
She's massive online, isn't she?
Mm.
The products that I use in the bath, I have been loving scrub, which was also my favourites last month. I use that all over my body just to exfoliate, and it also moisturises my body so much that I almost don't even need to use any moisturiser when I get out of the bath. But I do anyway because it's a pamper evening.
See, so there she is sharing her tips on bath scrub and why you should use it, because then you don't need any other moisturiser.
She's got millions of people watching these videos, right? And loads of people on Twitter. And all she does, she talks about beauty tips and fashion tips.
Here's what she does with her hair.
First hairstyle I'm going to show you is a plait, but instead of plaiting with three pieces of hair, you're going to be plaiting with two pieces of hair and a piece of ribbon. Get the end of your piece of ribbon and a hair grip, and then you just want to plait the hair as normal, but with this one, you want to take the ribbon in with the plait.
Millions of people watch these. Mm. Then there's a girl called Patricia Bright. How to do your eyebrows.
So the next step is basically imperative if you've not been to the salon for a while and your eyebrows are looking a little bit rough. And when you use a concealer, it basically neatens everything up. I try not to go too light. I know a lot of girls like the really light concealer look, but I don't know, you just look confused in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what a lot of that means.
No.
But so many people are watching these videos. So many people. So I thought...
You want a piece of this?
Yes. I see a business opportunity out of this. So I just thought I'd rush one out today, see what people think. If they like the idea of it, you know, I can do some more. But basically, you just stand there in front of a camera and give like beauty and fashion tips about a night out.
And yours are quite different, I think, to what's out there already.
Well, I don't know. I've tried to do it as similar as possible to people like Zuella. But anyway, I've done one.
Okay. Joe in Manchester's been on saying, my girlfriend watches these makeup videos constantly online. Don't see the appeal myself, but I think there's something in it, Chris.
A gap in the market, I think. Well, there is a market.
Well, there is definitely a market.
A gap.
Also, we should say sorry to Zuella, because we're calling her Zuella and her name's Zoella.
Zoella, of course.
She's Joe Sugg's sister, isn't she?
Do you know what? She listens to this show a lot. She often tweets.
Hi, Zuella.
I often see her tweets come through. So I'd be interested to know her thoughts on this.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, Zoe.
Because I based my beauty vlog on one of her videos.
Kind of ripped it off from that.
Yeah. Some of the words she uses. She used the word facially naked in her one, which is because she basically was in front of the camera with no makeup on, then applied the makeup. I thought I would do exactly the same thing.
Do you know why I'm getting her confused and calling her Zuella? It's because there's that other really annoying Zoe. We've talked about this before.
Called the other annoying Zoe?
No, I don't mean she's annoying.
Right.
But there's a really annoying Zoe called Zoe Des Channel or something. Do you know her? Right, what's that name?
Oh, okay.
Stupid. So that's why I'm saying Zoo instead of Zoe.
But
so
Zoella
apologies.
We like.
We like you a lot, not annoying. Okay, so let's get to it. Chris's first beauty vlog. There's loads of beauty people tweeting me now going, oh, we do beauty blogs. This should be interesting.
Yeah.
No pressure.
We'll do one. If people want any more tips for the weekend, that kind of thing, then I can do others. But we'll start with this.
Okay.
So I just set the camera up on front of the computer in front of me in the office and said hello.
And here it is, Chris's first blog on beauty.
Hello and welcome to my first ever beauty vlog. There's loads of these about, I thought I'd give it a go. So right now, this is me facially naked. I would have had a shave, but I couldn't be bothered. But I just basically want to give you a few tips on what you can do on a night out. I've only got the things around me though, I've only got the things on my desk. But bear with me.
Okay, so this is what you do on a night out.
Mm.
And this is a tip for the lads.
I just tried to copy exactly the same. Basically, I just tried to dispense my knowledge, so to speak.
First things first, scent. It's important you use a good scent on a night out. I traditionally have used the same scent, but until recently, I found this can. Now, I'm not allowed to say any brands. I've been told I'm not allowed to say any brands.
Right, I'm watching this now. It's pretty obvious what the brand is.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to mention...
I know.
I was told before I started my vlog I wasn't allowed to mention brands.
That's making it even better for me.
But you can try figure it out.
I have.
What I do with this is I just give it a spray under the left, spray under the right.
Right.
Now, here's where I go a bit different.
Right, OK, so you're just putting deodorant on. Left and right arm.
I didn't have much equipment around me. Bear with it.
But here's where it differs, possibly, because I'm sure a lot of you listening out there already put deodorant under your left and right arm. But here's the difference. Exactly.
I also do the front, and controversially, the back, if you can.
Really?
And you're sort of... you're ready. Spray liberally, but the can's a little bit empty. I need to save some for tomorrow.
So you deodorant on the front and back as well?
Just a tip there.
That is a good tip, because I've never thought of doing
that. I'm saying, I'm pleased this video would obviously help. The only problem is I set the camera on top of the computer in front of me, and I started my vlog, but the camera started to just tilt. It was falling off the bit of blue tack that I had on top of it.
I think my camera is falling ever so slightly, so I'm just going to need to pick this up a bit.
Right, yeah, so the camera's definitely on the wonk there. Mm. Here's another great tip, though. You've probably never thought of doing this before, hey, ladies or gents?
One other thing I do before a night out is I just throw a bit of water on my face. And the reason I do that just sort of wakes up the skin. Just gets you a bit more lively.
Right, so you're just putting water on your face now.
I had a lack of equipment around me.
You're just splashing water on your face, mate. That's not... Okay.
It's just the first vlog anyway.
Yeah.
Put it out there. And that was basically it, as far as the vlog went. I think it makes more sense when you can go and see this video.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you can now, because it's gone live on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook. Chris's first beauty vlog. And there's one final tip for you from this.
Wear the right clothes. What I do is I avoid white or black, because there was an incident one time where me and my mates all went out in white shirts and we looked like salads.
Right, so is that like something you still do to this day? Don't wear white or black on a night out?
Yeah, you just don't want to risk all turning up in the same clothes.
And that's me done. Keep it beautiful.
What's that?
I just made that up on the spot. I didn't know how to finish it.
Is that like your catchphrase?
I don't know.
And that's me done. Keep it beautiful.
And you're kind of doing like a V sign.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, one Zooey Disc Channel fan's been on. She's not annoying, and FYI, it's pronounced Zooey De Chanel. Oh, well, that's even more stupid. Keep it beautiful, though, is a great ending, says Darren. Your beauty blog is hilarious. Enjoying Mills mocking beauty bloggers on Radio 1, says Jessica. Not mocking, there's money to be made here. We're starting one up. And remember...
And that's me done. Keep it beautiful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You ready for real or no real?
I'm ready. Me and you today, right?
Yeah, just you and me. What's that picture you're looking at?
It's a picture of me.
I
got distracted. It's a picture of you on a boat, so I assume this is the boat party in Ibiza, right?
Yeah.
And there's just a... Well, it's quite weird to describe. So you're DJing, and then there's just girls in front of you, I assume dancers... But you can only see their legs.
Yes, that's right. As I was DJing, there were two girl dancers in front of me, but I could only just see the legs there, backs of their legs and the tops of their bottoms.
So the crowd, to see you, because it looks like it's quite a big crowd, they had to sort of look through their legs to see you.
That's right, and I'm the surprise at the end. Hello, I'm DJing. So what about this? I'm real or no real today? Me versus Christopher.
In Victorian Britain, it became fashionable for young women to limp in imitation of Princess Alexandra, who had a problem hip.
Oh, a problem hip.
So it's sort of a respect thing, I imagine, then.
Yeah, so she did it, and everyone was like, that's bang on trend. I'm going to so get a limp.
Right, or also you just want to be seen to be joining in with the person in charge.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Do you know who would have so got a limp back in the day if they were around?
Interesting to know where you're going with this.
Grimmy.
Right.
Sick, I've got a limp.
Right.
Everyone's got one. County Master's got one, so I've got a limp now. Obsessed.
And then would everyone limp because of Grimmie?
Yes,
or
they
are
would.
You saying Grimmie would limp because of
we would all
the,
we would
fashion.
All limp because of him.
Right.
We would follow him like sheep.
I can see this happening. I can see this being real. I think I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
I think I might go real as well because they did. They did, yeah.
Copy the person in charge, otherwise it's off with your head.
It kind of is, isn't it? Who was it, Queen Victoria, that painted all the railings black in London, and then everyone wore black because of her as well, didn't they, for a while? So I'm saying real also.
That one is real.
Yes. Here we go. Princess Alexandria was the Kate Middleton of her day. She was such a fashion leader in all areas, including walking. So well done to her. And next. I'm real or no real?
Takeaway pizza orders went up by 10% on Friday evening during the time Facebook was down.
Ah, right, panic pizza, that'll be. Because you know when Facebook goes down, people just panic. They don't know what to do.
But you did have a life before Facebook.
I know it's weird, but if you see that Facebook's down...
Well, some people haven't, actually.
When you see that Facebook's down, you will constantly reload it. Well, a lot of people would. I wouldn't.
Would you not?
Probably would.
How long can you live without Facebook for?
I'm thinking of leaving Facebook. Controversial? I think I said this before and I never followed through with it.
But why?
I don't know. There just comes a time where you suddenly, I don't know. I just suddenly thought to myself, I might just leave it now.
What's annoying about it?
Unplug from the Matrix.
Do you think?
Yeah, Phil, I don't know. I just, I basically use it just to store photos now.
Yeah. A lot of people do that now, don't they?
So I don't know whether I might leave.
I mean I'm not on Facebook, I'm a Twitter boy, but I think that people get bored enough to order pizza, so I'm saying yes, they went up 10%.
There is a panic on when Facebook is down, but ordering pizzas, no, I think it would have done other things. I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Oh.
There's other things to do on the internet, isn't there?
Yes. You can tell I don't play this very often. And next.
Swans are genetically programmed to hate all humans.
Well, they do.
Interesting. Do they hate you?
Yeah, they're full of hate. Look at their eyes.
Or is it just they can't control their aggression? Do you know what I mean?
They're going to batter you as soon as look at you.
It's like when dogs... You see, I've never been the greatest person with dogs because I remember at a young age, this massive dog ran up to me and sort of bundled me. And I remember the owner shouting, "He's just been friendly, he's just been friendly." And I was like, "Well, he's not been friendly, is he? He's just knocked me over."
No, I'm not keen on swans, really. Like, I've fed them bread before and they've been really, really ungrateful.
But when swans do come over, they do look kind of aggressive.
Yeah, they are aggressive. And they, like, you hear all these stories, "I break your arm with that." They love it. They love a ruck. I'm saying real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no, they don't hate us after all. And finally, on Real or No Real...
June Brown, who plays Dot Cotton in EastEnders, is older than Singapore.
I love these ones.
This is going to be the greatest one of all.
Older than Singapore.
No, I don't have a date on Singapore.
I love her, but she's flipping old.
How old's Singapore?
I don't know. We've just got to take a guess.
Have you been to Singapore?
I have, yeah.
Have you met Dot Cotton?
No, it does, no. It's, she's older than Singapore.
Right.
Like, it's nothing to do with Singapore.
So how old? I don't know.
Singapore is quite new and shiny.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a new city. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right.
Okay, unlike Dot Cotton, I'm going to say guess and say real.
I want this to be real. I'm going to go real.
So remember before we told you that David Attenborough is older than ice cubes. Bruce Forsyth is older than sliced bread. But is Dot Cotton... older than Singapore?
That one's real.
Oh, God. Wow. June was born in 1927. Singapore only became a country in 1965. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
That's huge. I got 30, you got 20.
Oh, I'm so rubbish at this. That's a good one to tell your mates. That was Tuesday's podcast. Join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or download this.